The population of North Platte, Nebraska is about 23,000 people. That's also about the number you might find working at this place in town. It's a city within a city, and I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Eldon Walters works at the Golden Spike Tower in North Platte, Nebraska. This is the largest rail yard in the world, and it has a very large repair shop for locomotives.
We have 700 employees in the diesel shop in a 24-hour period. It's a three different 8-hour shift, and our building is the size of three football fields inside of it. We can have 80 locomotives in there at one time being serviced. We do not want the locomotives kept in there over about an 8 to a 10-hour period, so you can see how many locomotives go through every day.
When you consider all of the other workers in the rail yard, you have quite a city within the city of North Platte.
We have about 2,300 employees out here in this yard every 24 hours, plus the other 700 over here in the diesel shop. And that doesn't include all of the train crew. The engineer and the conductor that is on each train as it's leaving the yard, every train has to have an engineer and a conductor.
Those engineers and conductors work in districts designed to keep them in a set geographic area.
Like a conductor that lives here and an engineer here in North Platte, if he's westbound, he will go to Cheyenne, which they can only be on the train 12 hours. Then they got to go and get 10 hours of rest.
Once the rest period is complete, that crew is headed back from where they came.
Then when their name comes back up on the board, they will operate a train back to North Platte. They do not go on across the country. They stay in their district. So even a train that's going across the country here, every train still stops here in North Platte, and a different engineer and a conductor can get on it and keep going.
Those working trains east from North Platte will go as far as Omaha. It's a very interesting place where you can see rail cars and locomotives literally heading to all parts of the country. Traveling the countryside in North Platte, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.